Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, the reason he threw up is a great fat guy story in and of itself. As Robert has gotten into deep frying things since he's been home so much. And his dinner last night was deep fried macaroni and cheese.
Ugh. Aren't you concerned that maybe he's going to take the Spiewak way?
Hey, Oscar, why don't you choose one fight at a time and get off my goddamn back?
How about say, hey, son, maybe the best hobby for you with our history isn't deep frying things.
Shush you.
Well, don't tell my family because I'm from a very, very Catholic family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I married a man who was married once before.
Oh, you slut.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
And cue... Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hey. Hey, Rob. Hi. Hey, Oscar. Happy
How are
Friday.
You? Happy I'm Friday.
Doing, doing well, we're missing somebody.
As we look at you on this Zoom conference, the chair, she is empty, and I have to guess, did Mike pass?
No.
Okay.
He's still
well, that's
alive.
Good.
Still a poor sport.
No.
Anyway.
Wait, did you feed him to the lions?
No, not yet.
Okay. So
we're taking a special trip once quarantine's over.
Carol Basket?
Yes.
Carol Baskin, rather. Sorry.
Yes.
So he's in the house. You've seen him. He's well?
He's in the house. He's well. He's actually about 3 feet to my left.
Mm.
And
wow.
Yeah, he has a little surprise. And we have a big reveal that we want to do.
A big reveal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
We thought it would be a little fun.
All right.
Sure.
Well, this is something new on the show.
So I cut Mike's hair, and not because I wanted to at all, but because he asked me probably 6-7 times, and finally he just...
When you became certified as an esthetician, did you study hair cutting at all?
You know, I didn't.
Great
and that's funny
Great
because
question.
Mike asked the same thing. He goes, you had to like take some kind of hair cutting in esthetician school.
Something remedial.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope, I didn't. And I've never cut hair before. The only other time that I have cut hair is when I was probably 13, 12. I cut my bangs and I put them all together right here and I snipped them straight across and they made a rainbow. And
yeah, you can't
I'm like,
do it that way.
I thought you could. I thought it'd be perfect.
No,
but it
no,
wasn't. And... So Mike kind of like strong armed me into cutting his hair. He brought a chair in, put it in my shower. Because we have his hair back.
Yeah, very sure.
So he put it in my shower and then put his little clippers in my hand and said, okay, this is what I want. So I did the best I could. Mm-hmm. And you guys will just have to tell me what you think.
Okay, perfect. Time for the big reveal.
Big reveal. Bring him in.
Are you ready to come in? No. Well, you have to. The music's playing, baby. No, you have to.
Mike, come on. Be a good sport.
Come on, Mike.
It's
Don't make me beg
bad.
For it.
No, okay. It's not that bad.
Come
I think
on.
He looks fantastic.
It can't be terrible.
No, it's probably great.
Oh, there's
Carla's got a steady
hand,
a surgeon's hand.
Yes.
I did
clippers.
The best I could.
They're clippers.
And she knows if there's none one thing that Carla knows is beauty.
I see a hand coming into the frame.
Yes, I see an arm.
The captain sat down in his chair off camera. He is now coming on camera slowly. A true show.
Hey, look at you.
Bringing
That's
sexy
terrific.
Can I see the sides if you don't mind?
I mean, I did the best I could with my sides.
Oh, God. There's zero sides.
Yeah, hey, Mike, for a second.
Oh. He looks good.
He sure. does not.
From
it,
the front.
Does not.
Yes,
you know what it does?
Does?
It slims the face to a certain extent.
Yeah, he looks good, doesn't he? With this
If you look at him from
here?
The front, he looks great.
There was a man that used to own an auto repair store that our family patronized, and his name was Jim Will, and he wore a toupee. And he wore a toupee for many years to a point when where he
look
had hair, it was gray, but the toupee never changed color. So you could see a marvelous stripe down the side of his
Why
head.
Why are you talking about effing toupees,
Yeah,
Rob?
What is this? Because you think it looks like
a toupee.
It looks like a toupee.
That's why. It does not look like a toupee.
You know what? Take that as a compliment because obviously it's perfect.
Yes, because everyone, the first thing they think of when they see a toupee is that looks perfect.
Mike, the front looks okay.
Yeah, and you know what? The headphones help a lot.
The sides, this is good for our broadcast, but for anything else, like life, no. There are there's questions
What's
about-
What's the problem? I think it looks great.
On the sides. Look the at sides, the sides.
They're harsh.
It's short. It's short.
Yeah. But there's no tapering. There's no blending. Can I hate to ask this. Can I see the back?
Yeah, show them back.
There's a problem.
There's what happens is it's not just one good haircut, Mike. What you've got is four good haircuts.
I think it looks good.
I do too. And you know what, Mike? That's all that matters. Screw them.
Is there a
haters. My coworkers suck.
Is there a fade involved? Was there any type of guard change?
Yes. I went from the bottom. I went from a 10 to 8 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
A 10 would be about 4 inches long.
Way to go.
I see Shannon's into the vodka already.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yes. Shannon's good.
Hi, Shannon. You want to speak?
Cheers.
Yeah, I'll give her
Hold
the...
She's gotta,
no, there you go, what? Peach. There you go.
I can't.
No, you can't.
Oh, my
can.
God. I hate pony.
Why do you... Oh, dear. Are you having... Why do you hate pony?
I'm stuck. Look, this cable is set up.
The cable's too short.
Oh, yeah, because he's 135 pounds.
I can't believe with all that he knows, she should not be connected to cable, damn it.
This is why every Friday I'm cranky.
But hey, Rob, it's not just Fridays.
I guess a trip upstairs to the refrigerator isn't in the cards, huh?
Well, Mike,
Got your ice bucket down right next to you, like 3 inches from your face.
It's called being prepared, and also the metal bowl makes a nice sound.
I don't blame you, Rob.
I like the sound, too.
I've got
but
zero
now,
ice.
That space Jeez. That I see there is normally occupied by someone, and I'm kind of curious
Good call,
as to
Mike. Good call.
Where she might be.
She works until just before 8, and she's making every effort to make it to the bonus show. There was some screwed-up scheduling today, and the kid needed childcare. And she's very disappointed that she's not here right now, and she's going to be here soon.
Oscar, what did I tell you?
Well, Your life depends on it, Rob.
What did I tell you? Hey, Shannon, that's a good shot.
Just boobs? Right here?
Shannon's boobs.
One or the other? Look, this is what I said earlier, and I stand by it, is Rob is trying to hide his wife from us.
Absolutely.
And look, and for the listeners that say, guys, how do you let him get away with it? Do we have a choice?
We don't have a choice.
The man can make up any story he wants because he's in Leesburg and we don't have any spies or rats out there.
We don't know what the truth is. She was there.
Yeah, she might be
upstairs for
all
we know.
She was there
for both shows last week.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's right, because she got she was home in time. She has to work until 8 because Max needs his care.
She didn't have to work till
the,
who's Max?
Yeah,
Max is the kid she cares for.
Yeah, but who's working like I mean, let's be honest. Who's really working these days not from home? Like, I think this whole Max thing is a ruse.
I
Do
agree.
You?
Yeah.
You probably are right, then.
See?
No, he doesn't have the defense.
He can't even be witty.
No.
This is exactly what happened.
That's our star. You are effing me with my star pupil, with the star of the show. There are thousands of people now who are waiting for
it
her.
Came
because
for Carrie, not you.
She's a tornado.
I understand this.
And I knew you would F me on this, and you have. I knew you would do this.
As of bedtime last night, she was to be here. Now, what happened? Do you want to know? This is exactly what happened. Hand to God.
Tell us, Dorothy.
Robert,
oh, Jesus.
What is Dorothy?
You know what I'm getting? I expect her to duck in like a little after 7. Now it's like she's going to try to make it for the bonus show.
She's an F1 tornado. We would like to see her.
I would love for her to be here.
We struck gold. Not enough.
You should have paid her to stay home, Rob.
Yeah, it's not a matter of the pay as much as the child needing care. Now, up until bedtime yesterday,
how old was the child?
Yeah.
The Max is I believe he is 15 or 16, but he has
15
needs.
Or 16 he can drive to the mall.
Special needs kid, okay?
Yeah, that's
all right, I'm sorry. All right.
Okay. He digs and runs.
But listen, here's the deal.
Stop it.
Of bed last night, and this is Line exactly what happened. Robert was going to cover for Carrie at 6 o'clock so she could get home and showered in time for the show. Last night, overnight, Robert threw up. He's feeling better now. He has no temperature. He seems to be okay, but it's not responsible for him to go and cover the
ship.
Too
much drinking.
Mm. He has a lot of drinking. Actually, I think the reason he threw up is a great fat guy story in and of itself. As Robert has gotten into deep frying things since he's been home so much. And his dinner last night was deep fried macaroni and cheese.
Ugh.
Aren't you concerned that maybe he's going to take the Spiewak way?
Hey, Oscar, why don't you choose one fight at a time and get off my goddamn
back? How about say, hey, son, maybe the best hobby for you with our history isn't deep frying things.
Shush you.
Yeah, so, Mike, listen to Oscar.
The thing is that she is going to...
Shut up, Carla.
She's going to get out of there the minute she can, and she is very disappointed because she had a blast last week. She loved the positive feedback and all of that, but she has a responsibility.
She doesn't remember last week.
No, but I told her a lot about it.
She watched it, though, I'm sure, afterwards.
Maybe.
Oscar, whatever you're about to say, don't say it.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe.
Oh, Rob.
We just asked.
I like your shirt.
Hey, Carla, timing. Oscar was just a. We can't
Oscar,
be losing.
I apologize. Hey,
we can't be losing the timing this early in the show.
So early.
Look, I'm not a professional.
I know you're not. Believe me, I know that.
The rules don't apply to
me. I know.
Me.
I just wish we could. You know.
Okay, I'll do better.
By the way, you look lovely with the Boston. I like that look.
Oh, thank you. I do. Thanks. I love this, my favorite hat.
Yeah.
I have another hat coming to you later, just so you know.
I was going to say that maybe we should hope for the best, and we've got the lines are locked. The show is a go. Carrie knows how much she's wanted now. We know how much Rob is trying to keep her off air because he doesn't want to steer any of his spotlight stolen from him. But I'll say this, that if she does not come on the program before the end of this show...
The bonus show show.
And then the bonus show.
Our broadcast tonight.
Yeah, our broadcast tonight is going, there's going to be a problem. Agreed or disagree? Agreed or disagree?
Me? Are you asking me
I'm
that?
I'm asking you, Mike O'Mara.
I have an enormous problem with it because everybody in the boat rowing.
Yes.
Everybody in the boat rowing.
What about you, Rob? Do you have a problem with that?
I have no problem with
Rob,
that,
Rob, you
Oscar.
Have already effectively set the table for the fact that she will not be here for the bonus
show. I disagree.
That's
I think she's going to be here.
Carla.
I think she's going to be here.
I disagree.
I disagree. She's going to be there with her boobies and all.
What? Oh, those, yes.
Yeah.
What, forgot giant, about those.
Yeah. Baganzas?
Yeah, her boobies.
No, she's referring to
her jellied boobies.
The edibles.
Oh, yeah. Hope she has a couple of those in the car on the way home.
She probably has a couple right now.
That would be fine. So, but once again, though, no discussion. No, you're not. You're not.
Oh,
you
how
don't,
dare you
don't
say get, that? You, when I dare know because, that I'm going to sit down, it's going to be a problem like this.
You are a sitting disappointment to me. You always disappoint me.
Man.
You disappoint me and you disappoint me
I think you're
again.
Being a little harsh.
This is, I have to be harsh.
Let's do this
He's
when
used
she
to,
doesn't
he knows
show
nothing
up.
Else.
She's,
he knows nothing else.
She is the disappointment.
There we have it. Throwing her under the bus.
100% because when I closed my eyes last night, I thought it was all set, and then the whole thing falls apart today, and there's apparently nothing that can be done about it, no matter how many solutions I try to offer.
Well,
nothing.
That's a shame.
Nothing.
Yeah, what about your daughter? She said, couldn't she have gone and like swooped in?
Yeah, what about her?
What about Rob? Rob could have, you know... Swoop in.
And had Rob not here for
that.
Oh my God. We would have taken
one of the problems is that because of the way Max is, he is only comfortable with certain people.
All right, here's the question I have for you.
Yes.
What are you willing to put on the line for her?
Oh,
and I'm not talking.
Great
and
question.
I'm going to say by, by 15. She has to be on for at least 15. But 15 minutes.
No, I think if she comes on, she'll stay on.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that.
Timing-wise.
I'm talking about...
Will she be here by 7:50 Eastern time?
Yes. Yeah, so
no,
if it's like 7:50.
Not if she works until nearly 8.
Okay. She'll be there at 8:30 for the last 15 minutes
by
of the show.
By 8:15.
My prediction is 8:45.
Oh, that show's over then, man.
You know what?
Yeah.
No, that's the beginning of the bonus show, essentially.
Thing is 76 minutes
Is it the beginning of the bonus show?
No, actually 8:30 would be about... 8:30 would be about the beginning of the bonus show.
7:45 is the beginning. Yeah, I forgot. That's fine.
Well, then you call her right now. You text her right now and say to take a boobie.
He said 8:45 for clarification.
So 7, 8:30, 8:45 gives her about 45 minutes. Correct?
No, Mike, that gives her an hour.
Yeah, about roughly, yeah.
From now?
About the beginning of the full hour of the bonus show if we have a little delay between the two.
fair.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying. Hey, idiots, help the math mind here. Rob,
yeah,
just,
you're
you
right.
got the brain. Jump
you,
in and tell me.
I just gave you the math mind.
So how long will she be? Will she be almost the entire bonus
if
show?
She yeah. gets here yes. at 8:45. Our show here ends roughly at 8:25. So if she gets here right. at 8:45, show continues. She's going to miss roughly 20 minutes of the bonus show. Well, her for 40 minutes of the bonus show. There's the math.
Mm-hmm. I can accept that.
Okay.
All right.
Then we're good.
Oscar, are you satisfied with
I'm
that?
I'm satisfied with that.
Okay.
Good. I concur.
I concur.
Yes.
Excellent. Cheers. Doctor, cheers.
Leonardo Doctor. DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can. I concur. I concur.
Doctor? Doctor?
All right.
Doctor.
So before like we us. Get to the phone calls, and I know a lot of people are standing by that want to talk. Shannon, can we talk to you for just a minute since the lines are locked?
I got her. She's ready.
Can I Hi, how are you? How's
Hi.
It going? We didn't talk to you at all last week. Really? How is everything going? How are you?
I'm doing well. Hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Care to elaborate?
No.
All right. You don't want to talk more? I mean,
no,
do you want
to?
You're not
is
in the mood?
Is it because of me?
No, it's because of f***ing Pony.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what came over me.
That's a good start.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a couple of phone calls. I don't like to go to the calls this early. Means I'm very disappointed, but that's okay. Disappointment is my life. The number is 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air. Who is this? And where are you calling from? Hello? Caller?
Hold on, this is on me.
Oh,
go ahead.
Caller, we'll try it again. Hello, sorry, caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Wes calling from New Freedom, Pennsylvania.
New freedom, new freedom.
PA in the house.
PA in the house. Hi, Wes, what's going on? What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, I am enjoying a small pint-sized serving of Black Box Cabernet Sauvignon. I'm going to have a fine Cameroon cigar in a
Wonderful.
Little bit. And, Mike, I was listening to your show Wednesday, and you were talking about you and Carla and your age difference and how you got a little bit of guff, you know, from your friends when y'all first started out.
Got a lot of
Actually,
guff.
Actually, I know right where you're at because my girlfriend that I've been with for a year and 4 months, we have a little bit of an age difference ourselves, but I remember you saying you weren't looking for youth, you know, you were just looking for someone to get along with, and
amen.
Mm-hmm. You like me?
Did
really
Mike said
lucky.
That?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, really.
You weren't looking for youth.
Don't fake it, okay? If you're gonna bust my balls, Carla, you know, do it.
You are looking for a hot piece of ass. Come on, let's be real. And you ended up falling in love with me.
Well, we
anyway.
Go ahead, Wes. Yeah. My wife rudely interrupted
please
you.
Continue.
Go ahead, please.
No, I said, yeah, I wasn't looking for youth either. I wasn't even looking. It's just, you know, it just happened. And our age difference between me and my girlfriend actually is a little bit more than you and Carla. My girlfriend will be 34 next weekend, and I just turned back in March, and I don't know if y'all want like a soundboard ready for this, but I just turned 56.
Ooh,
but we get along. I have never gotten along with any woman like I've gotten along with this woman, and we match perfectly. And I wasn't looking for age or youth or whatever. But whatever it was I was looking for, I found it. And I'm really glad I did.
And he matches the half plus seven rule, because half of 50. Oh. You were how old, sir? 58, 56.
I just turned 56.
All right, so if he's, that's 28 plus 7, half of that is 28, and you add 7, 35, so that's, he's right in the right area. He's doing fine.
That's good.
Yeah,
what formula is that?
Absolutely.
That's the Masters and Johnson's PERV formula.
No, that's been around for a long time, is that to determine the minimum age that you should or be able to date is cut your age in half and add 7.
I never knew that was a rule.
So, for example, if you're 20... you can date a 17-year-old, although not legally, that's how the formula works out. If you're 30, you can date 22. If you're 40, you can date 27.
Yes!
What about if you're 40, what's ours? If you're 42, you date...
I'm not 42.
Well, no, I know you're not 42, you're
39. Mike, you're 60, so you can date 37 and up.
I could date a 37-year-old?
Yeah, I mean,
well, I'm only
maybe
39, so.
Yeah. So I could date somebody 2 years younger than you.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. But you wouldn't want to.
But I wouldn't want to.
There you go. Sir, what do your friends say about your relationship?
They really haven't said much. My daughter was a little surprised. My daughter's 31. She was a little surprised, but she's met my girlfriend, and we spent time together, and they say, hey, as long as we're happy, everything's just fine.
How long have you known this lady?
We met about 2.5 years ago. We knew each other for a couple of months. We went out for a couple of months and then just kind of went our separate ways. But a year later, the stars aligned and we managed to get back together again. And that's when it really clicked.
So
we've been together solid since January of last year.
Have you been a cast member on 90 Day Fiancé?
I have not.
Have you thought about taking the next step, sir? You keep saying girlfriend, 2.5 years. You're speaking very highly. What about the, what about that?
We've kind of talked about it, brought it up. We're not against the idea, but we're just saying for right now, we'll just, take it as it goes right now and just work with what we've got. I've been through two marriages, so I don't know if I want to go the third one or not.
Prenup,
I was there too. I was there too.
Right. But, it works. Whatever I found, it absolutely works.
Is she happy with the arrangement? Is she happy with the non-married arrangement?
Yes, she is. I mean, she's not against the idea, but she's not pushing for it. She said she could, it doesn't have to happen. She's happy the way things are now, but if it did happen, she wouldn't be against it.
Has she been married or does she have any kids?
She has two boys, 13 and 10, but she has never been married.
Oh, okay.
This from Pony Boy, sir, if you don't mind fielding a question from the Peanut Gallery in Fairfax.
Entertaining your question.
It says, did you like it when you could bounce a quarter off her ass? Excuse me.
Oh, that's nice.
That's rude.
Look at Shannon. Look at Shannon, really being disgusted by Pony. You are really mad at Pony tonight. You are really mad at Pony tonight. Everybody laughed. I laughed at Shannon. I looked at Shannon. She went.
Sir, congratulations. You seem very happy.
Yeah, it seems like a great match, and keep enjoying your free milk.
We haven't gotten monetary yet, but bounced a few other things, but we won't go into that.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's not.
All right. So thank you, Wes. Thank you, Wes from Pennsylvania. Congratulations. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Wes said he's 56. Sounds like he's 83.
That's right.
Didn't you expect, my girlfriend was 85 years old.
We took up when she started at the lockdown at the care facility.
These pretty young things. They'll take it out of you. You should
that's
know
right.
this, Mike.
All right. Well, that's it. That's the beginning. And estimated time of arrival for Carrie Spiewak, if you're counting at home, that is going to be 1 hour and 30 minutes from now. 1 hour and 20 minutes
Jeez.
From now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a burn.
Sick How is burn. It a burn?
It because you know what? Because
she's funny.
Because she was a welcome shot for our list. Yeah, and there are people that are disappointed
I agree.
Now.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, you
no
agree.
One is
but
more
you
disappointed
but you didn't understand
me.
It. Carrie you didn't X. understand it.
Carrie Spiewak.
Rob, someday you'll understand about what it means to please the listeners.
Yeah, it's about them, not you.
Understood.
Rob, stop it.
Is there anything you'd like to say, Rob, before we start the show?
Yeah, I'd like to kill myself.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment you funny boy. Capital of the world.
Just a little cyanide, little knife, rope, I don't know. A gesture.
Say, you're not laughing,
a suicidal
Rob.
Gesture. Maybe a belt around my neck.
My name is Wayne Campbell. I live in Aurora, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. Excellent. I've had plenty of Joe jobs. Nothing I'd call a career. Let me put it this way. I have an extensive collection of name tags and hairnets. Okay, I still live with my parents, which I admit is both bogus and sad. But at least I've got an amazing cable access show, and I still know how to party. But what I'd really love is to do Wayne's World for a living. It might happen. Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my butt. Ah, the Mirthmobile. Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet face?
Yeah.
Okay, party, bonus.
Bobby, can I ask you a question?
Is it goth?
A sphincter says what?
You want me to say what?
Still funny.
Like, I don't get it. Is that it?
Oh dear, last guy didn't get. You big. We small, so we better go.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
England!
I will be talking to the cameraman on the headset. It will be Terry's job to give the actors their hand cues.
Oh, excuse me, Russell, but I believe I requested the hand job.
Let's go on.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
West Coasters, how are you? It's
Hello.
Late night for us. Cocktail party number two on the Mike O'Mara Show as we are, enjoying all sorts of different levels of freedom across the country. But we're going to be continuing to do this until we're not going to do it anymore. I can't say anything more than that. What, 7 more weeks? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is cocktail party number 7.
Lucky number 7.
No, but this is the second one we've done for the West Coast.
Oh, I understand that. But I'm just saying that as overall the 7th one, it's wild that we've been at this. That's 49 days right there. Boom.
7 weeks we have been doing this? Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's
time
weird.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I've enjoyed it. I like it. I don't know.
When you can't breathe.
It's yeah, we'll get to that in a second. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios and all over D.C. and Florida and Leesburg, Virginia and Tracy, California, Blackwell, Oklahoma, Grand Chute, Wisconsin, Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, Mason, Michigan, and Canberra, Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by MyBookie. Hey, quarantiners, we're looking at another weekend with no sports, nada, zippy, zed, bagel.
Sad.
Well, don't be. Don't be. No sports, no problem, because you've got MyBookie. With games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more, MyBookie will make you want to stay inside. And the coolest, MyBookie has live casino dealers online. They're right there. They can play blackjack with you right there, a real dealer. That's right. MyBookie has professional dealers at their tables live on site 24/7. Plus, MyBookie does esports too, wagers on virtual action like NBA 2K20. I've signed up. I love it. You're going to love it too. Hello, James Bond. James Bond slot machine. Yes. We need it now more than ever. I haven't played in a while. I'll be honest with you. Looking for the big W. Just kind of eluded me, like it sometimes does. You can trust an industry leader like MyBookie. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, they pay fast when you win. Visit MyBookie.ag. Use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in cash. A bonus all the way up to $750. Use the promo code TMOS to activate the offer. MyBookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid. What?
War. That's all I have to say. Do you guys remember playing War when you were a kid?
Of course.
Oh, I explained it to Mike this week.
You can play it. Do you want to play it on MyBookie?
I love War.
It's the best game. Best of three. You can play it for hours.
I would get pissed, too.
Yes.
We got a deck of cards right here.
Yeah.
We can simulate
what
war.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Ha!
God, I love that game.
By the way, Mr. Rob Spiewak this evening is modeling the brand new TMOS hoodie.
Mm-hmm. And you look good.
Soon to be replaced by the brand new TMOS t-shirt.
Mike, what?
Mike, you're breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Yes.
This
you
is
mean
serious.
I shouldn't
What's
have,
going on?
Could I? I mean, is that...
No,
was I allowed
a little
or did
more
I break a rule?
No, it's up. It's running. It's
gone.
Hot. It's good. It's there.
It's there now?
It's there, baby. When you say you want things done, they're done.
And there's a copy in your email box.
And it's up and running.
Ready to go,
all right,
man.
Hold on.
Yes.
Oscar sent me a picture of it today.
Let me see.
This is going to be on the same place where people got the
right now,
t-shirts and hoodies.
The hoodie and the t-shirt are sold out. This is the new go-to. We are doing a limited run of 200 t-shirts, and that is it.
Super limited.
Ooh.
Super limited.
Here's the new design.
Yes.
Front and back.
Gorgeous.
Front and back.
There it is.
There it is.
Perfect. Perfect. Beautiful.
I'll show you the back too. Here's the back.
Wait, let me see that.
This is brand new.
This is the first time that the entire staff has been mentioned
Pony
on a t-shirt.
And Maddie are on the shirt
Very cool.
Well, where are they at?
Shannon, you gotta let that go. You gotta let that go. This was done pre-COVID-19. This is before you and Carla joined the crew here.
I'm a Logitech camera. I'm having trouble focusing automatically.
Focus just fine. It looks great.
Yeah, just wait.
It looks fantastic. Thank you.
I know Michael's playing Minecraft in the back.
Yeah.
So Mike, just for
building
fun.
An F in mine.
You can go and click through right now. They're beautiful. They are what is known as, I believe, comb spun cotton.
Yes.
They're extraordinarily soft.
The
sizing is a little different. So there is a size chart on our website. Just make sure you check it so you get the right size for you. And they go up to 4X. So trust me, it's going to be big
styling.
Enough.
If you're usually a 3X, maybe go 4X in this style shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, breathable.
They really look lovely. Yeah, they look absolutely lovely.
Thank you
to
our friend at Chris Jones. Adaptive DC was kind enough to make the actual design and design that from scratch.
I love
something
it.
Beautiful.
This is great.
I didn't look at the back design that much. Yeah. Really
what it is, it's got a virtual representation of the classic Shure 55 microphone. So it's a beautiful, cool design with a boombox in there and graphic representations of the entire cast. It's so nice.
That is very, very nice, and they'll be available. And this, by the way, this is how we keep chugging along during these difficult times for everybody, where we are still in a state of flux. I feel as though we are kind of in a no man's land where things are beginning to open around the country, but nobody really knows whether it's going to be.
I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
A cluster F, and I hope it's not a cluster F. And,
I had last night my first really vivid, horrifying COVID-19 dream.
You did?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Where I got it was one of those dreams that was so vivid
COVID
and lengthy
toes?
And detailed that when I woke up, I had to collect myself. Because it was that horrifying. I dreamt that I got a notification that I came back. I had never been tested in real life, but in the dream I had, and the test came back positive. And so it went into total, like the procedure of going to the hospital, and they put me in a hazmat suit. And while I'm in the waiting room with my father, I look down and I've got this. That was the last time I went to the hospital. I had this growth.
I'm just, will you slow down a little bit, please?
Hey, tell
you
know, me.
We have plenty of time. I'm trying to pepper your story. No, I never pepper your stories
you
with sound effects,
give
but I'm
poetry.
Hey, why don't you
he'll
calm
play along.
Down?
I'm doing. All right. So start again. So I had a dream.
And
the
he farted.
Test, a dream, and it was so utterly vivid and real that when I woke up this morning, the first thing I did was collect my thoughts and double check that I really wasn't positive for COVID-19 because it was really screwing with my head.
That's
in the
awful.
Dream, I got in the mail, and I'm sure that's how they do it. I got in the mail a letter that said, "You have tested positive for the coronavirus." And I said, "Well, that sucks." And so I went immediately with my father to the hospital, and they had me in the waiting room, and they put me to the front of the line because I was positive, right? And they said, "Well, you need to put on this hazmat suit," which was laying out on a table. And they said, "And this, and this, and this."
And Rob's like, "Am I going to fit in that?"
And then my father says, "Well, now how are you going to be able to provide music at church?" I said, "Well, they're going to have to find someone else to do that."
Yeah. Thanks for the pressure, Dad.
So he said, "Let's get out of here so we can isolate." And I said, "That's a good idea." So we leave. But I leave the hazmat suit at the hospital because I'm forgetful and a little worked up. And at this point, I look down and there
So you and Dad were. And so you say my dad and I are walking out of the hospital.
Right. We walk out of the hospital to get to his car.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Trying to say very upbeat, and I look down, and on my left shin there is a huge bulging mass that's swollen, and I'm like, "Oh, that's weird.
What's that mass?" I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I said to my pop, "I said, what do you think about this?" And he looked at it, and the second time I looked at it, there's a swollen bump, and it's still all me. It's still all flesh and skin, but on top of it is a perfectly shaped box, but it's me. And I said, "Well, this is really acting fast." So I go down to touch it to see what it's like, the sensation, and it doesn't pop, but it goes back into my leg. And
that
I feel
so
like
disgusting.
This is so weird. And it goes down
so
and
gross.
My foot goes away and my whole leg sort of inflates like a
all
water
right,
balloon.
Right, this is really.
Hey, so are you
I'm
taking acid
here.
In your dream? I mean,
no,
I'm just
no.
wondering.
And my dad said, that doesn't look right. Where's your hazmat suit? I said, back at the hospital. He says, well, let's get you home. Besides, we've got to get all the drinks to church too. And I said,
Dad's really into church these days. Dad, yeah.
Well, the thing
church.
Is, so before we get to home, we go to the church that I used to go to when I was a kid, St. John's in McLean. And it's an octagonal church, big chapel area. And I can't provide the music. And I look and I notice that where they used to have in Catholic churches, you know how they have the thing where you light a candle and
yes.
there's a statue
yeah,
of the Virgin
yeah,
Mary
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they've ripped that all out and they've replaced it with drinks. Ice cold drinks. There's like beer and soda and wine and alcohol. And
the way church should be.
And I said to my dad, I said, they don't need me for drinks. They got all this. And when did they get rid of the candles? He says, we got to get home. And that's when I woke up and it sounds goofy now, but it was so vivid and real.
Did you live in the dream?
I woke up before the dream really came to an end.
So, Rob, what did you eat last night?
That's a great question. Like, what gave you this? What manifested this dream?
Yeah, usually they say you eat certain things and, like, you have weird dreams, possibly.
I had two hot dogs for dinner.
Ooh, see, that was it.
I'm so happy.
Man is lying. Two hot dogs don't fill me.
Yeah, what did you have at 10 o'clock at night?
Well, no, but they're the big Costco hot dogs and then a pint of Chunky Monkey ice cream.
Okay. That did it. That makes
There you go, Rob Spiewak. Happy time. Chunky Monkey.
I hate you, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I have to eat Halo time.
Thanks for screaming over the microphone
Sorry.
When I'm trying to play my music and paint a picture with audio. Chunky Monkey. Spiewak Refrigerator. Rob Spiewak. Everybody's talking. We're so beautiful, we got it. Chunky Monkey.
COVID. Yeah.
Hey.
Ow.
So anyway, I guess English walnuts make me have bad dreams.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Yeah.
Stay
yeah.
away.
English walnuts, by the way, when I worked on the classical station, that was my name. That was Beethoven's Eighth
really?
Symphony. I'm English Walnuts. Nice to be with you on a beautiful day. All right, your phone calls are standing by. We're going to take more of them when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Don't have to be beautiful.
Tom Jones, stylings of Tom Jones on a Friday evening cocktail party. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Hope our numbers are up this week because they were all looking to see that superstar. Hopefully she's going to be making it on the bonus show today. We can only hope.
Yeah, Carrie.
Very, very exciting. Oscar's got his Jack and Diet. Shannon's got her vodka. Rob Spiewak's got his lemonade and what is it?
Sky vodka.
Sky vodka. Carla's got a gin and tonic, a G&T, just like me. Let's have a pee. Anyway, we'll be right back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Meara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example, give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king. Misguided. Very sad.
Crunchy.
I just don't think he'd eat a fish sandwich, Rob. It's just my opinion.
No, but Mike, he wouldn't eat it, but he'd talk about it. He'd say it.
Sounds good. Welcome back
Tartar
to the Mike O'Meara
sauce.
Show. Mother's Day is fast approaching. What are you getting, Mom?
Yeah.
What about the gift of memories? Ensuring that your family legacy is digitally preserved so it can be passed down is just as important as creating these memories in the first place. Legacy Box helps bring new life to your old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them on a modern digital format that's easy to use. Legacy Box is the way for you to preserve your past, and you can do it from your home. It's so easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box digitizes everything by hand, and then you enjoy.
That's right, that you can eat.
Legacy Box, the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and has helped over 750,000 families digitally preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas.
Santana!
Win the Favorite Kid Award this Mother's Day by giving your mom a present she'll never forget. For a limited time, Legacy Box is running a 50% off Mother's Day special. Order your Legacy Box today to take advantage of this incredible offer. This is one of the best discounts they've ever offered. Legacy Box, perfect for you or for someone you love. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last.
Thank you.
Quite a novel.
Thank you.
Quite a novel. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Let's get right to your phone calls. Our phone number is 888-920-6673. Hello. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, gang. This is Rob, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Rob. Portland, Oregon. That is a part of the country. I always say this. I've never been there, but I'd love to get out to the Pacific Northwest and see what that beautiful country's like. How are you, Rob? What's happening?
I'm doing swell. I'm drinking a Hopworks organic tree frog pale this afternoon.
Do they have tree frogs in Portland?
What, Carla? What are you saying?
Sorry, guys. I have to interrupt. I have breaking news.
Oh, breaking news.
This isn't good.
Oh, what's going on?
The TMOS shirt. There's an issue, Rob.
I heard. There's
what
a
is
big
Rob, your
problem.
Name doesn't have two B's.
Yeah, one B.
In just real life, it only has one B.
That's fine.
No.
Well, they're not.
Hey. He can do it on the fly,
yeah, they're
right?
Not printed
can he fix it?
Yet. It's no
okay,
problem.
Okay, so it can be.
So it's fixable.
But I like that he has such disrespect for you, Rob, that he dropped that B.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yes.
So the guy
I'd like
can,
a t-shirt that has right. Mike, Rob, and Isker on it.
Oh, my. So that so we can
it'll
fix
be,
it.
It'll
so
be fixed.
How unless, did you find that? By the way, what do you go into the kitchen to make? I thought you were making drinks.
I was, but I had to come back in here. I thought it would be more of a big deal. Okay, I'll be back.
All right, thank you. Wow.
Moment of the night.
Wow.
I love it. Wow. That was the moment of the night.
Woo woo.
Mike, an alcoholic update real quick. Yeah. If you could hang on for a minute, Portland. My bottle of vodka came with sun-ripened watermelon vodka sampled.
Ooh.
So I'm going to pour that now. And by the way, Oscar would like to think this is what a full-size bottle of vodka looks like in
He's
my hand.
He's got big hands. I wish
but
I had
But it's
big
actually
hands.
An airport bottle. Airplane Ew. Bottle. So I'm going to try the watermelon. Yeah. So Portland, my dad used to live out there and he loved it. What's your favorite thing about your city?
Well, I was actually going to say, give a shout out to one of the essential workers that don't seem to be getting quite as much press. It's the beer delivery people. Because right now, you may be aware that we've got a few breweries in town, like more than 50 breweries in Portland proper.
Yeah, it's a craft brew capital of the world. It's really, really great.
Very much so. Very much so. And so they're figuring out how to make it work by dropping it at your front porch and standing, 10 feet away to make sure you're old enough to drink beer. And, they're on their way. So they've saved by
bacon. Yeah, I have to say, how are people out there? Because, being in close proximity to the state of Washington, where this thing allegedly began, and then they disproved that. They said it might have been around a lot earlier and not been Washington State where it all started. How do you find people are behaving, and what are your parameters for the state of Oregon? What do they want you to do? When are they planning on opening? Is it mandatory stay at home? I have no idea. What's going on in the state?
So our governor aligned with the governors of Washington and California really early. Kate Brown basically issued the stay-at-home order. I've been working at home for 2 months now, probably 6 weeks ago. And as a result, I mean, we've seen a very flat curve through all this right. entire thing. It's very much worked. So today was the first day that hospitals are allowed to do elective procedures, and very slowly we're going to start, extending.
Rob's holding up a picture of the governor. Is that the governor?
That's Kate Brown. Yeah, yeah. You know what? She's actually here's more of a. This is a more fun picture of her. I think she looks fun. Is she a fun governor?
She's a technician. She doesn't have a tremendous personality, but she's a very good governor.
She's effective.
That's wonderful. Well, yeah. Stay safe and enjoy your. Is that your go-to brewery that provided you with the beer? What is the beer again? Give them a plug.
This is Hopworks. What is it? Organic Tree Frog Pale. I've had three different breweries delivered to me over the last few weeks, and like
how many have you had? How many? You sound drunk. How many have you had? How many have you had, sir?
No, I just sound like that normally. This is the first one. I'm still working.
Disappointing.
Actually.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll all get drunker as the show goes on.
Hey, listen, you're just starting your second one.
What's that?
You're just starting your second one.
Yeah, I'm starting my second one.
This is my third drink. Already,
I'm going by the half hour.
I'm so sorry.
Rob, what do you want?
This is my second. I'm gonna have to power through this one though because the watermelon vodka tastes like cucumber. It ain't great.
Oh, I don't care.
You hate vegetables.
I only like people that walk.
Let's take another call. You know when he's angry, he's so much funnier. Let's go to the calls right now. Hello, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Dylan in DC. How you doing, everybody?
What up? Our home base, Dylan. DC. Hi, Dylan. How are you? Since your name is Dylan, let me give you a little. Sit down. How many rounds is okay before you can come? Is that a hit? Who am I doing an impression of? Do you know?
Bob Dylan.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Really? So...
You're that Who sings Abracadabra?
Steve and Steve Miller.
Ooh, okay.
Worst song ever.
Never. No, that is such a
horrible music.
No,
you know what that is? That was the last
song.
That was like one of the last gaps of a career going down. That was his last effort and not great.
Overrated.
Oh, I see.
Steve Miller's another guy.
Smoker.
Oh, hey, I'm going to reach out and grab you. The problem with Steve Miller, he's another one of those artists, a la Christopher Cross. The record company was not comfortable putting his picture on LPs.
Can't say that I'm a fan of all of his songs, but
what can we do for you, Dylan?
Nothing, guys. I'm drinking a little bit of Tito's and some LaCroix. Actually, what Shannon was drinking last week. It's delicious.
Shannon's drinking it this week too.
Yeah,
Shannon's
She's there. She's there.
If you want to order that cocktail at a bar, it's called a Pony Hater.
I love it. I love it.
Is LaCroix is that just soda water or is
it's
flavored?
Just, it's just
flavored soda water.
Okay, there's you. What?
The flavor that I'm drinking is apple cranberry, and it's really good.
Ooh.
Shannon, what is the flavor that you are drinking right there? Let's see. That
May
is.
Sorry. All right. I'm back to my key lime, LaCroix.
Key lime.
Yeah.
Who makes it? Is it Pepsi or is it a Coke product? I think it's made by one of the big two.
I think it's RC.
Is it RC Royal Crown?
I'm quite interested.
Is it low carb, Shannon?
Oh,
is
it's
it
zero low, calories. And
zero
it's,
calories.
It's naturally sweetened.
Mm. So how many carbs?
That might have carbs in it. How many carbohydrates in it?
Zero.
Zero
Woo!
Carbs.
Oh, we have to try that.
Oh,
key
next
lime
week.
In the house.
Next week, we're going to get delicious. Some LaCroix
keto
right
friendly.
Here. Hey, Dylan, enjoy. Okay, thanks for joining us for the cocktail party tonight.
Thanks, guys. Keep it up. Love you.
Let's take one more, then we have to take a break. Hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party for Friday night. Hello, who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Ronique from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ronique!
Was it your birthday recently?
How you doing there? I saw a post that you had put up on Facebook where... I think you were standing over a beautiful vista with your arms outstretched like you were in a very beautiful place. I don't know whether it's near your home of Vegas or somewhere else, but I saw it. So how are you, Ronique?
I'm doing well. How about everyone there?
We're doing well.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Double R.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I've seen your crown collection online. I hope you're holding up okay in Vegas.
Renique, you're a beautiful little boy.
I got to ask you, because you are in the hospitality industry out there in Las Vegas, and my God, it was like so many news stories during this pandemic, but your mayor, what is that? Was there, how bad was the fallout for her after her interview on CNN with Anderson Cooper?
Well, it was bad. I mean, we all know it was bad. I mean, like, it goes without saying, but here in town, everyone, no matter if you voted for her or not, or, you know, it was just horrible, because, I mean, she made it seem like the people of Las Vegas are idiots and we don't know what we're doing. And what she should have been doing was reassuring everyone what we were doing to get people to come back to Vegas. Mm.
Amen. Yeah, amen. That's a good answer. I
preach.
Where do you think it sits right now? Because she obviously wants to get the state open and the casinos open. Where does it all stand for those of us, especially those that do maybe a radio show that would love to go back?
Yeah.
Where do things stand right now?
I think right now, everything as of right now is going to be opening up on May 15th. Well, I'm sorry, a soft opening. And then we're going to go from there. I know a couple of casinos that's operated by MGM Resorts that's going to open up first. I believe it's Bellagio. And I want to say the Aria, is going to be opening up first. And then they're going to go from there. Have a few restaurants and some of these casinos that's going to stay closed for right now. And I don't see, like, nightclubs and things like that on a grand scale like ours probably won't open up until maybe July, if not August.
Okay.
Rob is putting up a picture of Barbara Goodman.
Yeah.
Carolyn Goodman.
Goodman's wife. I'm so sorry.
We are going to open the casinos, a soft opening on May 15th.
Are you aware, Runnick, and I don't mean to make you the whole spokesperson for the city of Las Vegas, but you are a resident out there and you are in the hospitality biz. Are there going to be, I think of casinos, is there anywhere where you could spread that virus more? Are they going to have certain protocols like mandatory masks or anything like that when they open up Aria or Bellagio or places like that?
Well, here's the thing. One of the things that one of the, I believe, the CEO of Wynn was saying, that possibly having three people at a table, but you're still sitting literally within a foot and a half of each other.
Right.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Some games are probably gonna have to be closed because you can't touch, you're not gonna be able to touch things like the cards. Even crap tables are probably not gonna be open up first. They'll probably start with hands-free poker, hands-free blackjack, and go from there.
What if they had surrogates actually taking the cards? What if I'm playing, but I'm not actually touching the cards, and they had an employee
Well, you know what? It's interesting you say that, Oscar, because you could have the dealer kind of run the game for everybody.
Women. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the problem there, is that everyone's going to literally be touching each other no matter what. You look at some game cards.
Venetian is going to reinforce stronger than ever the don't lick the dice policy.
Even having this discussion with Renique, I believe my heart rate is increasing.
Oh, it's exciting.
I love Vegas and Las Vegas gambling so totally.
I can't wait to get more.
Gambling. Oh,
Las Vegas gambling.
Renique, stay safe out there, and hopefully we will see you sooner than later, and our best to all of our friends out there in the Vegas area. You know how much we love that town, my friend.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thanks,
love
you.
That's Renique, and he's a really, really great fan of the show and a wonderful guy out there. We have to take a break when we come back. We love taking phone calls, especially when I get a call from an old buddy like Renique, and we'll continue with that. And if you're counting, we are within the hour of the return of Carrie Spear. Mm. Oh, okay. All right, when we come back, you know that Carla and I play Trouble, right?
Yeah, the problematic bubble.
I'll let Carla tell her little story about...
Don't get mad at me, Mike. Let me tell it my way.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. Looking forward to that. Great. We'll be right back on the Mike America.
These are tough days. All this time spent cooped up with family can be tense. Makes you want to go out, run away, maybe disappear. Don't. Sit your ass down and stay home. Listen to Mike O'Mara and his boys. Shop on the banner. When all this is over, maybe we can visit Mexico.
Maybe.
Thank you, lady.
Mike, I have a quick request.
Yeah?
Do you mind, and I know this is right in the middle of the show, so please, yes. I mean no disrespect. Do you mind if I run downstairs to the second floor of Podcast Village to get my wife a longer cable so she doesn't just sit like she's being held hostage?
She's mad at Pony. The prime director of this show, I wouldn't necessarily think this for any other show, but for this show, the prime directive is to keep the wives happy.
Right.
Keep the wives happy. So go.
I'm a scurry.
Run as fast as you can.
But open her microphone up because I want you coming back before Carla starts her story.
Her mic is open. Her mic is open.
All right. Shannon, the foosball table. Where do you line up on the process? I know he's not going to get it. Somebody else bought it. Did you know that he was considering purchasing a foosball table for the backyard?
Ridiculous.
The backyard.
Did I ask you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
It's so ridiculous. Like, I appreciate that he's getting me a longer cable right now, but
the whole foosball table thing? Right?
No.
Do you even like foosball?
No. Who likes foosball?
Right? And my son did when he was 4.
Jimmy has one in his bar, doesn't he, Rob?
Carolyn Goodman loves foosball.
Nobody plays foosball. It's that thing with the twisties and the...
It pisses me off just to look at it.
Mm-hmm. But now it's great because we don't get a chance to get the other side of Oscar's life.
All right, what other questions?
The Peloton. They got the Peloton delivery.
Yeah, I'm sure you love that, though.
Give me the review on the Peloton. It's going great.
Today was actually the second time that I've used it, though.
Yeah.
So I'm a little lazy, and I only go for the 20-minute sessions.
Oh, honey, you need to step that up.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's just a trifle. It doesn't cost that much. Just use it when you want to.
I have to
costs a Peloton.
Dip my toe in it.
And, Mike, we still have a commercial to do.
You know what, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I'm so... All right.
And where's Carrie?
Yeah, where is she? You better text her.
This portion of our program is brought to you by Liquid IV.
Yes.
Here's one of the things I love most about Liquid IV. They're on a mission to change the world. A wonderful company. Liquid IV is donating. What are you doing?
I'm
trying to do a commercial here. Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're donating to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military, which is awesome. Dehydration occurs daily in 75% of all people, which leads to headaches, brain fog, muscle fatigue, dry skin, and more. Mm-hmm. To stay hydrated with water alone, you'd have to drink 8 full 8-ounce glasses of water a day.
We ain't got time for that.
You ain't got time for that.
Nobody has time for that.
Mm-mm.
How's the gin going down? Is that
good? So good.
All right, good. Gin.
Thankfully, Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. And one serving provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. Proper hydration can boost your immunity. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana.
We all need vitamin C, baby.
Thank you, Carla. With no artificial flavors or preservatives. And what was that? Excuse me? Did Rob laugh at me?
It was me laughing. Because, again, everyone sucks. They can't fix anything. And my microphone is way too loud. I can't even laugh without sounding like a maniac.
That's okay. Laugh all you want. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target. Wholesale.
Don't emphasize it.
Liquid IV is available nationwide. Rob was just giving you crap, Shannon.
I'll kill him. And his ice cubes.
At this point, I'd welcome it.
Rob wants the sweet release of death. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco, or you can get 25% off when you just go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS. 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. I was trying to finish that commercial, and when Rob said that, my mind just started to go like race.
Like, how so? What was it thinking?
I shouldn't say this.
No,
it's not funny.
No, say it.
No. This is true. People are going to go, you're going to go, but it's I can't even fathom my level of
what?
Of devastation if Rob wasn't in my life. It would really kill me.
Oh, what the get out of here.
That is seriously about the sweetest thing you've ever said.
Aww.
I would hate it. I would hate the idea. I worry about him sometimes. I truly worry about him. You wouldn't feel so bad
if you didn't spend the first 20 minutes yelling at me.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, have you seen his feet?
Right?
I mean, they're scary. Like, who knows what's going on in that system?
His feet are scary.
Let's see if, what?
His feet are scary.
He's got big, ugly feet. Do you want to tell your story about trouble or not?
Yeah.
We take a big sip. There we go. The broadcast professional is now going to get ready, and she's totally prepared to tell her little story.
Coming
down in 3, 2.
Are you ready? You're going to interrupt everybody else. This is you. Floor is yours.
All right. Let me tell you, I am married to one man that does not play well with me for some reason. Other people he might, but not me. He shows his ass.
I think I'm done with trouble.
I really think I'm done.
Is that an expression, or is he really dropping trout during the middle of the game?
No, he is throwing things.
Oh, Mike.
Like, the game. Like, and then also, like, hitting.
Let me explain how you set up a story. You start at the beginning.
Well, you can help me out.
Then you have, all right, Carla and I have been playing best of seven rounds of trouble, the board game, for foot rubs. Almost every night of the week.
And to put Michael to bed.
Which is the evening chore.
The deal is Mike puts Michael to bed Monday through Thursday, and I put him to bed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Because Mike has his nightclub act on the weekend that he has to do.
Yeah, when I have to fly to Vegas and do my nightclub. By the way, did Oscar go to Bowie to pick up the cable for Shannon?
I was just thinking about that. He probably
Don't mess with a good thing. He's gone. I love it.
That's why I'm working with this shorty here.
And I understand the frustration. When you're not comfortable and you want to be taking calls and being on the show, I completely understand. So we play Trouble because it's really fun. It's something to do. We're both competitive. Right.
But just because you're an ass doesn't mean you're more competitive than I am. Because I'm very competitive.
You're not competitive at all.
Keep it in my pants.
You do your little...
What's up? Winner in the house!
You know, I've worked with Mike a long time. I'm one of the longest relationships in his life.
Hey, stop it. I'm jealous.
Don't be. Someday, after I die, you can catch up on me. But the thing is that Mike is actually okay with losing. He doesn't like it, but he's okay with it. But if you're going to rub salt like that, he is not going to be happy.
Okay, now listen. I don't do that all the time.
But once is way too many. Don't do it.
So I can't say woohoo I won, and then when he wins he can say woohoo he won.
At the end of the game I had lost like four in a row, and I'm not talking about four in a row games. I'm talking about four in a row best of seven matches.
It does suck to lose four in a row. He lost four in a row. I felt so bad for him. I let him in on my little trickaroo.
I put too many men on the board at the same time.
That's why I always I'm sending him back.
That's why
home.
She's always
I gave him that tip.
Okay, now you're talking.
Is that cheating?
It's like
Is it cheating to put too many men on the board? That's a penalty, isn't it?
You roll a six, you get to move your man out of your home base and put him on the board. And what you can do, and by the way, when you roll a six, you also get to go again. So what you do, Carla strategy, that by the way has resulted in me losing four matches in a row, that she wanted to give me her secret strategy that made me lose six times in a row. I'm going back to play the way
that's
I
actually
play.
Mike. Way. It's not Carla's. It was invented by Garry Kasparov.
Do you know who Garry Kasparov
is? No, I don't.
He's highbrow joking.
Oscar, what happened to the cable?
I'm on Mike's side, and I hate Pony.
Why do you hate Pony? What happened to the cable?
I went down to get all the cables. So there's a special cable that there is for these headsets that Shannon's wearing right now.
A proprietary cable. Sucks. Oh, so hard.
That's the worst.
And I went into our archives room where we have everything nicely or in like a beautiful array of cables. Mm-hmm. And I sat down there and I said, you know what? This entire time, no one's accounted for extending these cables. And the only people that sit there the most are Pony and Maddie. And I'm not going to blame Maddie. Maddie's the mayor's daughter. I can't blame her.
Right. You got to blame somebody.
Pony.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to move your head more than just like this?
He's the cable guy.
Well, I can tell you why he doesn't want to move his head, because he's the crypt keeper too. The whole time. We have to take a break. More of your phone calls. Carlo will finish up our trouble story. I threw the board the other day. I didn't throw the board. I threw all the pieces out of the board.
Lifted it up and went.
And one of her yellow pieces.
And then everything went everywhere. And then he put everything back together because he felt terrible.
But
there's
yellow,
only one missing piece, and yellow I'm yellow, face. Man. I'm yellow.
And it's missing, and she and said, I'm not getting on the floor and looking under the couch. I said, well, do you think I can?
Yeah, you're going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
why don't you use a piece, never play.
Use a piece of lemon.
On the board. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's piece of lemon. And now, here's Larry.
Nothing beats lemon. Taking a steam with Pete Rose.
I'm organizing a Zoom call with the cast of Designing Women. I think ice cream used to be colder. Masks work. Just ask Michael Myers. Whoa, scary boy.
When I play hide and seek, I hide, but no one seeks me. Sad.
I find public water fountains a fun way to hydrate. I like the TMOS Shopping Center. Unbeatable! Access them through the MikeOMaraShow.com.
That was a weird one. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coronavirus update. President Trump has announced that he will spend his independence. You got to mute her microphone there,
I got her. I got her.
Coronavirus update. President Trump has announced that he will spend his Independence Day watching the fireworks at Mount Rushmore, thus bringing the number of rock-headed presidents that no longer do anything useful to 5 at that particular national park. Restaurants in Georgia, Tennessee, and Alaska have been told they can reopen as long as workers distance themselves and avoid contact with patrons. In other words, the same policy used at the Georgetown Einstein Brothers Bagel Bakery for years.
Yummy.
Way to go. And a study says that virtual learning is causing grade inflation and false high GPAs due to lower standards.
Yes.
Local student Robert Spiewak III says, quote, party bonus.
Hey, this virus is going to get him into a college.
Woohoo!
But you don't need to be book smart to know that you should shop at TMOS's Shopping Center. Get things from Target and Walmart and do it safely from home. Please do. Yeah. We appreciate that. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com. The banner's right there. TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home. Help us out. Tonight's homework is brought to you by Copy and Paste. See you at college because knowledge is good.
Wait, and click it like you mean it.
No, yeah. Do click it like you mean it. But absolutely text your friends and let them do their homework for you.
Don't lick it.
all right. So tell everybody we played my fourth loss in the match, best of 7, trouble for a foot rub. I asked for. She beat me. She beat me at the fourth. And then I said, can we just do a double or nothing one game of trouble?
Ooh.
And I will rub
so
your
I was
feet.
Nice.
Hold on.
I said,
let
okay.
me finish.
He's setting it up.
God, this is why I throw the board.
Hey, look, I want to talk too.
I know you do, but you're going to tell. I'm
you
setting
talk
it,
all the time.
But I'm
like
setting
parties.
It,
this is fun.
Yeah.
I'm setting it up for you.
Thank
I'm just
you. And I do appreciate that, honey. You do such a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Honey.
So I asked for a double or nothing 20-minute foot rub or nothing, right?
Yeah.
And she beat me in that game, too. And that's when you can tell everybody what
that's
I
did. When he picked up the game and went like this.
Oh, no.
And then everything, all the little pieces, all the
pegs.
4, 8, 12. Yeah, 16 pegs went flying everywhere.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I looked at him. I'm like,
16
that is
pegs.
Like so
what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
Hey, listen.
I
love Michael.
My soul to the company store. Be-do-do-do.
So I love you, but why do you feel like you can behave that way in front of me?
I don't know.
I mean, how would you feel
it's
if I did that?
Really?
Yeah, why
no,
do you have to rage to engage?
Really?
That's good, Oscar.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's really bad behavior. I just
yeah, why do you feel like you can get away with it?
Because I have to be on the golf course. I have to be in control around my friends, although I wasn't today. By the way, that golf.
Yeah,
that,
so
that,
like when
that
you're
heavy
playing,
putter that I bought, that extra heavy putter.
No, I didn't know you bought one.
You load that's 16 tens.
Not in the budget.
This is Tennessee
People
Ernie Ford.
A man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones.
I don't
mine
know this.
That's weak and a
bat. Isn't it an awesome
strong.
Oscar?
I like it.
16
white guy.
Tons. What do you get?
No.
No. He's not white.
St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't
all right.
go.
I owe my see.
Soul to the company store.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure where. Oh, I got a few minutes here to take some phone calls, so we'll
yes.
do that.
Oh, yeah. They're stacked.
So,
Mike.
You damn poor sport.
So, you're done with your story? You're done? You get every,
well,
get it
I'm
all
just
off
saying,
your chest?
Carla, he's the worst, but let's remember, he pays the mortgage.
That's
hey,
true.
You know what, Oscar? Look at me. You see my eyes?
Yes.
Yeah. Shush.
Let's I'd like to say, I know that everyone on hold, everyone that's on hold can hear our voices down the line. Before we go to calls, please know this. When we take your call, let Mike win.
Please.
Thank you.
Please.
Hey, Rob, you know that better than anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here she goes. Hey, Carla's all ramped up. Yeah.
Sounds like okay. Carla's liver just rolled a six.
There we go.
Because she's moving her men out.
Let's take a phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello, this is Chris from Bel Air, Maryland. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris from Bel Air. What can we do for you on this fine Friday evening?
I might need a recommendation for a divorce attorney because the look that my husband just gave me is not good.
Oh,
I can
no.
give you one.
Hey. You called into the show? Like, yeah. I'm drunk, and that's what I do. I'm a drunk dialer.
That's good. We that good. Love yeah. you, yeah. Chris. We
so,
love you.
So
Carla, let me talk to
can
the
we
caller.
Tell her to tell us her deepest, darkest secret?
Okay. Carla wants you to tell us your deepest, darkest secret.
Do I really sound like that?
Yeah, you sound
almost.
Peace out.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Well, don't tell my family because I'm from a very, very Catholic family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I married a man who was married once before.
Oh, you slut.
And we lived together before we got married.
Woohoo! You dirty girl.
Now, why is he, Chris, why is he worried about you calling in after you've had a cocktail or two?
Well, I am a drunk dialer, and that's my personality. But we were sitting here as you started, and I said, okay, Jim, if you had to pick one of the three guys, who do you most relate with? And he goes, oh, probably Mike, but sometimes Rob. And I'm like, who do you think I relate to? He goes, ooh, probably Rob, and sometimes Oscar. So we realized that family-wise, Jim is more Rob, and I'm more Oscar. But when it comes to our personalities, he is totally you when he loses it. And I'm Rob, where I don't like conflict. And I'm a VCU grad, so we're perfect. And
all right, I get it.
Yeah, so it was hilarious. I'm like, and I'm drunk, so it makes perfect sense.
By the way, I have to say that the phrase, I'm a VCU grad and it's perfect, never go together.
I will tell you this, though. Chris?
Too.
Chris, you are the perfect caller. This is what we do this for. This is what it's all about. Tell your husband that we were delighted with your phone call. It was perfect, and we appreciate it.
You killed.
Yes, nice job.
I've never killed anybody, and I did work in healthcare. But, yeah.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Bye, you're doing one-liners.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Chris.
Drinking with you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers.
That's Chris from Bel Air. Got time for one more. We're up on breaks here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike O'Mara's show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Paul from Denver, Colorado.
Ooh. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I am well. I'm just getting ready to make me a cocktail. It's a little bit earlier here than there.
What are you firing up there? Is it something with chocolate in it?
It is not. It is going to be a vodka tonic.
Oh, a vodka tonic. Easy.
All right.
Is it going to be regular tonic or diet tonic?
It's going to be, used to be Cragmont, but now it's Signature Select.
Oh, it's a Safeway brand.
All right.
Yeah, the Safeway brand soda was Cragmont. I know all the Safeway brands. But yeah, Cragmont used to have all the weird flavors like fruit punch and grapefruit, and then their fake Dr. Pepper was called Skipper. Because I worked at Safeway, and my mom worked at Safeway forever.
So the Safeway brand was Cragmont?
Yeah, they also for a while had Safeway brand beer that was called Brown Derby.
Oh, wow.
There was Lucerne was their dairy knockoff.
And, was it all good?
It's all
was
good.
Was it good? Yeah,
it's the same
like
company,
knockoff
right?
stuff.
It's the same company.
Yeah,
but
I actually like their fruited sodas, like grapefruit soda you can't find. That was good. If I had been a drinking man in those days, it would have been an excellent mixer.
Yeah.
Okay,
and remember
so you
this. Safeway brand
ahead.
White bread, the UPS code, the barcode is 211-30-18026 because it never scanned and I had to key it so many times in the cash register. That is the 10-digit code for Safeway white sandwich
bread. Good times, baby.
Yeah.
Sunnier days, Rob.
Sunny days.
My friend, you're Cragmont. You're firing it up. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Yeah. Speaking of Carrie, I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed she's not there, but I'm more disappointed in Rob.
Oh.
He calls himself a TV aficionado. Merv Griffin,
aficionado. Aficionado.
That's fine. No big deal.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. They would always have a backup if a guest wasn't there. They had Tony Randall. They had Charles Nelson Reilly on speed call. Yeah. Where's your backup, Rob?
Yeah, Rob.
I called Tony Randall, and I was shocked to find out he was dead.
That's it. Let's take one more before we go to the break. Thank you for the call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Joel in Richmond. How are you?
Oh, hey, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
So I feel like I owe you an apology for my last joke, and I apologize.
Apology accepted. Let's take another phone call, Shannon. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. No, even look, certain things hold true.
I respect that.
You can't F up that many times on one call, not know you're on, then dabba-dee-dabba-dee-dabba-dee. I saw Joe Biden on MSNBC today. It's worse than that.
Yeah.
Okay? Really. I mean,
he's having a great day, by the way.
Biden, by the way. Yeah. Come on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who didn't want four more years? This guy. Who's going to get it? This guy. Okay. Hey, Mr. Vice President.
I don't talk
habity,
like that.
Habity, 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 habity. I'm sorry. I was a little pissed this morning. Sorry. I was just a little pissed. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
Can't help it. We'll take one more and then we'll go to break. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris Chagnon from Springfield, Virginia.
Oh, Springfield, nice. Virginia. We love that part of the world. We got a lot of people that still listen.
You still live
in
there,
Springfield.
Too.
Yeah, you lived in Springfield.
Do you have anything disparaging to say about Springfield?
No, not really. It's okay. Kind of like a great place to live because you're 15 minutes from everything, really.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Oscar, that's where the Simpsons live.
No,
Missouri, right?
That's another Springfield. What can we do for you, my friend?
I was just wondering if Shannon could get up and show me the gun show.
Oh, hey, Shannon.
Shannon, this
is... Yeah, I want to see it, too.
Sir, wait a second, sir.
It's just muscles.
The only person that says, can I get a vueltita, which is a little spin around, is me.
No, okay. He wants to see her arm muscles.
He just wants to see a little arm flex.
Oh, I thought
it's
the
totally,
gun show
look,
was
you,
like
you know,
these
it's, by the way,
and these. No, no, no.
No,
no, no
the
no,
gun
no,
show
okay.
are the arms. The
yeah,
arms.
Let's see those, Shannon.
Yes, you know, Shannon is very fit.
Oh, Carrie in the house.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, let's see your guns.
Let's see the, can you, would
I'm
you
off
mind,
the hook.
Would
that,
you mind,
now that Carrie's here.
So no,
no, you. I want to see your
no,
guns.
No flex for the,
I don't flex.
Yes, you do. Look, I see them right there.
No, but I don't flex, so I don't know what you mean.
Like this.
She hasn't been working out as much as she usually
that, no,
does.
Really
all right,
no,
get
no,
off
no.
the line, you pervert. Thank you very much.
I don't think that was perverted.
Ladies and gentlemen, no more requests. We have to take. I have to set something up because we have one last break here. And when we come back, the return of our new and get, Rob, get the shot right, too, while we're going.
Yeah, more Carrie, less you. More Carrie, less you.
Yeah, and we will get the shot right and the return of a superstar, ladies and gentlemen, a lady who sprung onto the scene last week and was what the world was talking about. She's back. All the wives are here. We say we are not worthy. Carrie Spiewak will join us for the last part of the show and then be here, hopefully, for the entire bonus show.
Yes!
And so get your edibles ready, and we will come back with more after the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah. You got me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. We're so glad that we have you here on our TMOS cocktail party. We're proud of this little mini tradition that circumstances necessitated, and we're pleased that you're participating with all zeal. We hope that it's a pleasant distraction for you all. Now, as you look at the clock on the wall, you can see that this episode is almost over. Or is it?
What?
No, 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 my inebriated friends. As soon As this shindig wraps, there's another hour ready to go. He sounded drunk. Ready to go. Rob's opening the champagne. That's good. More beer, more laughs. Talk about brouhaha.
Get it? It's a brouhaha.
Isn't that something? Or to quote the great Mel Allen, how about that?
Not
get
a
that
fan.
Yeah, there's a fan. How about that? Yeah, Mel Allen. Terrible announcer, in my opinion. Sorry. There's so many people are going to be pissed at me for saying that. Yes, a free stream of the bonus show is coming up. Listen before it hides behind the paywall. And please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeOMaraShow.com. Now is the time to quit sucking. Buy it. Lord knows you've got the time. It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020 TMOS, the TMOS bonus show, curing your burst of thirst as we give birth to mirth on earth with booze. You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it.
Thank you, George.
I guarantee it. Hello, Oscar. What do you have
Mike,
for
some
us?
Some stage direction, if we could. Get Rob further to the right of, and then get the mic moved over a little bit.
Sure.
Thank you. And a little more, if you don't mind. There you go. And then a little more carry. There we go.
Hey,
and
how
then,
about I'm going to do an impression of Rob, okay?
Thank you.
Tell me to move a little bit to the right, okay?
Mike, if you don't mind moving a little bit to the right.
Okay, Oscar, I'll take care of it right away. Okay. Move your bottom over to
your
the other
ass.
Side.
You guys got used to moving.
Thank you. Thank you. There we go.
Give Carrie a little more level, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess.
All right, we're good. Now we're right. The table's set.
Oh, wait. Why does she have a mic stand?
Because
cool
Rob is.
Is
look
that?
At the mic stands in back. Rob's a microphone.
Hey, can you send me one, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yours is on the way.
It is on the way. Oscar and I actually spoke
for how
about
long?
It this week.
The
Shannon,
7 weeks?
No. Shannon actually dropped it off at FedEx.
Yeah, I shipped it on the other day. It should be there
well, thank you.
Monday. Of course.
Thank you.
By the way, Shannon, next week, hopefully Carla will have a mic stand. Carrie will have whatever she wants because that's what you give the star.
Yes.
And Shannon will have the cable. Carla will have the mic stand. Everybody will be happy. And maybe we can do a show. I'm looking at Rob right now. Rob. The way your setup is now, because I guess it's just the way it is, you really have not been, and this kind of speaks to you. This speaks to him. You really haven't done a lot of preparation for having someone else at that location.
Well, no, what's going on is that I'm at a desk. And as you know, a desk has like a place where you put your legs underneath, right? And on one side, there's drawers, and the other side, there's drawers. Well, now I can't get to the underneath part. So I'm like, my knees are up against the drawers.
And I don't want to.
That's right.
She's back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Carrie Spiewak back to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Hello. Welcome back.
Hey, apparently we did two shows last week.
We did two shows last week. You're back from taking care of
Max.
Your family and the other family, your second family you take care of. So were you aware, and by the way, I think we've only got like 1 minute before we kick it to the bonus show.
Kick it.
But I will ask you this on the regular show, and Carrie will be joining us for the next hour. Did you get some of the feedback that we all read about you on the show?
Mail.
People really, they loved having you on. Did that feel good?
Well, I heard from Rob, because, you know, I'm not on any of your pages or anything.
Yeah. No, but you got
rid of all that long time ago.
You got a message from that guy in England.
Yeah.
That was really
that was
nice,
really
right?
Cool. Well,
when you're ready to leave Rob,
do you
want to
talk about
know.
It or you just want to sweep it under the rug?
Well, apparently I am welcome in England now.
Oh, wow.
I guess I should say.
So was it was it somebody who was kind of like professing his love and desire for you? Is that what it was?
And I wish. No, just for the show and said it was nice to have me on the show.
It was very effusive and flattering and very kind. It was a very sweet message.
All right, I'd like to do an impression of Carrie's mic level and Rob's mic level. So Carrie is talking to me and I'm hearing this. And then Rob comes on and it's like this. We're going to need a little more level.
Rob,
a little more gain, if you don't mind, on your wife.
How
are
we doing, Rob?
If you don't mind, Carrie.
Can I talk closer?
Oh, you sound so much better. Yes, you're good. You're good.
There we go.
You're taking care of me. There you go. You sound better.
So, I mean, it was, look, here's the deal. I think everybody liked having you on. It's awfully fun for us to have, you know, for the time being, all of our significant others on this show, the way we're doing. And when I'm asking you, you know, right now, before we start celebrating a little more, if the experience was good for you and if it was a surprisingly good experience or if there were any surprises at all about the way you perceived coming back on this show after what has been a very long hiatus.
A decade
hiatus. A decade. I've been on this show more than a decade.
Okay, maybe 6 years, well, 7 years, six, 7 years.
Okay.
Let's round it up.
Too long.
No, I knew it would be fun because I love all of you guys. And no, it was really fun. So I just didn't know I went on for so long.
It was wonderful.
Oh, no, you
can't. It really was. And by the way, when
I contacted lots of friends.
Oh, we discussed this. And Mike, as you know, when you're having a good time, time certainly does fly. So how could she know how long she was on? Because she was having such a good time.
Exactly.
Well, it
wasn't
Dirk
Champagne.
Oh, wow. It's awesome. Well, listen, Oscar, did you want to say something?
I wanted Carrie, honestly, for us, it's a true pleasure and it's an honor. So thank you.
Aww.
And as far as content is concerned, if you need anything that Rob isn't giving you, you let us know. Equipment-wise, if you need a filter, you need a new maybe rack, or you need a
diamond ring.
I don't need a new rack.
She doesn't need a new rack. That's for sure.
Yeah,
sorry.
Right on.
Hey, she stole the line from me. I was right there, ready for it. There we go.
Whatever
I'm used to talking about my breasts.
Whatever you need that Rob isn't conveying to us, you can always go straight to Shannon or Carla or Mike or myself, and we'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, what it is a sense of love and appreciation. Yeah. No one can provide that.
Are you hitting on me, Oscar?
No, I'm just letting you know. There's a bridge. There's a bridge.
That's great.
Well, hey, who knows? I might text you after the show.
What do you mean, Mike?
All right. Hey, look, that's it. We got to get out of here because, Rob, I believe our time is up. Is it not?
It was 5 minutes ago.
Thank you. Sorry about that. We got to get out of here. We will continue. We're going to take a short break and then come right back with a bonus hour. Now, we're not going anywhere. This bonus hour is free for you guys only for the live stream, only for the live version that we're offering you right now. And after that, it goes into the bonus show content. And
right.
A lot of people went back and got that. We love doing it this way, and we're happy to do it. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Shannon and Carrie and Carla and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, what do you think of that? I'm giving Ponyboy a
Maddie
credit
as
there.
Well.
Maddie Masiello, mm-hmm. All of our wonderful people. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.